Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Life from the Lair.
And today I'm going to be covering just an article that one of the fans sent in a while back in regards to dating rosters.
No! Oh, please, God, no!
When I was a young dude, I used to maintain anywhere from 2 to 5 women on a dating roster.
Oh, you're a pig. This is terrible. And
you might be right if I was banging all of those women at the same time. But since I have a code of honor, you know, typically if it started to get,
giggity.
How shall we say? Balls deep. Normally, then I would just cancel the rest of the roster and I would just see that one woman. Now, in today's day and age, that is not taking place. Whatever you want to call it, the morals, the ethics, whatever you want to explain this, it's just, let's be honest, they have degraded to almost nothing. Okay. So what does that say about this whole situation? It's fucked. Now, first of all, if in today's day and age, current year, if you're a dude and you're dating a woman and you accept the fact that you are on her dating roster, you are a simp. Straight up. And a lot of guys out there don't know that they're actually on a dating roster. And it gets pretty ugly for them when they do find out, or if they just one day just get ghosted and then find out through the rumor mill that, they're Eskimo brothers to 5, 10, 15 other dudes that this particular woman he was interested in was banging while he was dating her.
Oh, God! Why didn't anybody tell me?
You can see how nasty this gets and how quickly it gets that nasty here.
Know anyone who could use a good ass chewing?
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
But what if you could get that message delivered by an authentic drill instructor who spent 33 years in the Army?
Ha ha ha!
You asked for it. For just $35, you can get a customized knife hand ass chewing for a person of your choice straight from the Popster.
I think you aren't even good enough to whiff the farts from a dog's ass!
And monthly supporters of the regiment receive a $10 discount.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Use the Cash App code on the screen to send your donation along with notes on the person whose ass needs chewing. And the Popster will handle the rest.
So shut the fuck up!
All right, so this is actually on Business Insider, and it's a blueprint on how to roster date multiple people this summer without being a jerk. All right, now, the rules back in the day, at least when I was in the prime of dating, is men would roster date to get to a sexual partner. Nowadays, women roster date for the cash and prizes and the multiple sexual partners.
Ugh.
According to Tick, the roster dating allows someone to get to know themselves better as they explore different interests and dynamics. All right, now typically getting to know yourself, that's code speak for whore.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
All right, second one, assume everyone is roster dating until you talk about it. I would agree with this. In today's day and age, I would definitely make the assumption that every woman you go meet for coffee or date or whatever you want to call it is doing the same thing with other dudes at the very same, time. Not that would be a gangbang if it was at the same time, but in that, stretch of time you're dating this woman. All right, next. Keep your roster to 5 or fewer people. Now, one of the main reasons they put this in there, especially for women, is the longer you let them talk, at some point, they will slip up and tell on themselves in some way, shape, or form. Okay? So they want to keep it, 5 or less, just to make everything easier. All right. If you're not feeling, just be honest and don't ghost. I can respect that. I've gone out with some women. They're like, yeah, I'm just not feeling it. I'm cool. Did it injure my pride? A little bit. But your pride grows back, and it's not personal. Just move along to the next. No big deal. And men are used to this, actually. So it's not like you're upsetting us.
That's not true.
It is true.
All right, here's the list here. I have 13 things, you know, on this particular list to look out for if you want to actually be able to determine if you're on the roster. Because she may or may not tell you, but her actions will almost always give the whole scenario away. All right, number one, you only see her once in a while. You know, like, every Friday night or every third Friday, something like that. I mean, it becomes tedious after a while. If you only see her one day a week, all right, that's a high indicator that, yes, you're either being called upon as a foodie date or you're just, she likes doing the activity, whatever it is you're doing. Now, if you're lucky, it's sex. Because everyone likes that, especially when you're young. But as men get older, it gets old. I'm just being honest here, not trying to puss out on you. All right, number two, late text responses or return phone calls. All right, now, this is also a leading indicator if you're going to get the heave-ho and get thrown out of the boat if you are in a relationship with her. But if it's just a dating thing, and she responds like the next day or calls you two or three days later in regards to your voicemail you left, it's a high indicator you're in the rotation. Number three, she just straight up tells you, yeah, I'm seeing other people. Now, if you're a dude with any self-respect, the minute you hear that, whenever the date's over, you will never have another one. Otherwise, you are entering into the realm of the simp. And men who have any self-respect don't really enjoy that. I'm just saying. Number four, uses phrases like, I need to keep my options open, there's no rush, trying to keep the feelings out of it until, I have a definite, warm, touchy feeling about the whole thing. It is what it is. I mean, if she just used these words, keeping my options open. It's basically chick speak for I keep my legs open and I want a roster. All right, number five, she never answers the phone. Never answers the phone. You call her in the morning, you call her at night. Don't be a psycho about it. But if you're dating her and she's never answering her phone, except on, before the magic day you're going to take her out to do whatever it is you guys like to do. And if you're on a dating roster, it will usually always be the same thing, i.e. food or entertainment, going to the bar where she gets free drinks. If it's always the same thing, guess what? You're on the roster. Now, the only difference between being on a roster and the friend zone, well, maybe you might get some sex on the roster, but usually guys from the friend zone never get to break off a piece.
It doesn't work for me.
Number six, name slips or loss of details. All right, listen to Freudian slips that happen all the time. Like you go to pick her up and she uses the wrong name, or she doesn't remember details that you talked about for the date prior. Because let's face it, you're on the roster, and you're being used, abused, and you just don't even know it yet. It is what it is. And again, you let the women talk long enough, they will tell on themselves. All right. Number seven, no progression. Like some of these women who have you on the roster, especially if you are an individual who comes out of pockets for, exciting, expensive dates, it's never going to progress. It's just the same thing over and over and over again. It's like Groundhog Day, all right? She avoids talking about any relationship, making it, exclusive, stuff like that, okay? There's no progression. You are a number on the roster. Number eight, if the activities always take place on the same day of the week, i.e. Friday or Saturday, I know those are typical, you know, date nights in the real world, but also you have to keep your eyes open for the fact that you might be on the roster when she runs out of money and she wants to actually go out and eat and be entertained. That's usually towards the end of the month or the end of the pay cycle that she's on. Typically, it's every 2 weeks. Some people get paid once a month. So if you see her on the beginning of the month and then all of a sudden she wants to go out on the 11th through the 15th, well, there you go. Especially after there's a pattern. The pattern will almost always dictate the future activities. All right. Number nine. You were dumb enough to allow yourself to be in the friend zone. And you think you're getting pulled out of the friend zone to get a crack at it. But in reality, maybe as an individual who was in the friend zone, you really didn't come off your resources as much. Then she says, well, you know what? I think we should start dating. You pull out all the stops. And guess what? You're still in the friend zone, but now you're on the roster paying for meals and drinks and entertainment and what have you. Now, the good news is maybe if you get moved up into the roster, you might break off a piece once in a while. In the friend zone, that almost never happens.
He's right, you know.
Number 10, you are being compared to others. And again, if you let her continue to speak, she will tell on herself. There will always be a comparison between your car and somebody else's car, or remarks of, why don't you do this? Or wouldn't it be nice if you did that? Without even saying this other guy's name. And you'll know it when it happens. Maybe it's a gut feeling. Most guys, after they've been on the roster for a while, especially if there is no sex on the regular, they come to realize it. And it is humiliating. But everyone falls for it. Even I did back in my younger days. So it is what it is. 11. You feel like you're getting rushed. Like, yeah, I'll be there at 6 o'clock. You get to the restaurant by 6:30. You know, she's trying to, you know, get the whole thing moving along. I want my two drinks. I want to order my food and get it all as quickly as possible. And they might say, well, I have to get up early in the morning, or I have to do insert excuse here, which means you're buying the meal and then she's going out afterwards and getting railed out. And you're the simp sucker. It is what it is. 12, your needs or your questions are ignored. Again, it's kind of similar to there's no progression. But you ask questions, you're gaslighted, she doesn't answer, you know, things like that. All right. And some women might actually have you as a legitimate target for a long-term relationship. And they might actually have a few of these bad habits. But trust me, once you get into the game, you will be able to figure it out. All right. Number 13. You feel like a placeholder. Okay. Again, it's the gut feeling. You're like, you know, you're not getting the warm and fuzzies. She's kind of cold to you and distant. You know, your gut will tell you. It is what it is. Now, as far as I know, there really isn't anyone out there telling dudes how to find out if they are on the roster, other than just straight up asking these ladies. And I just have to say, it's very detrimental. It crushes your pride, your dignity. You know, I mean, you feel foolish when you find out, I was just a placeholder and I was just buying this woman drinks, or I was just, you know, buying dinners and doing all this other horseshit. You feel used. All right? No one likes that at all. Me, women, you, anyone. No one likes to be used. But unfortunately, in current year, there are all kinds of articles like this one out there. Please, just do a simple Google search for dating rosters. There is an insane amount of articles on it. But you can't find any basically explaining how to tell if you are on a roster. And since I'm in the business of keeping the guns out of your mouths, perhaps I should do a better job at warning you guys of the dangers that are going on.